If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
My fellow DGens, welcome back to another episode of Player Performance, everyone's favorite NFL podcast. I am, of course, J.A. Cavalier, your favorite capper's favorite capper, so pretty much everyone's favorite capper. Before we get started, go ahead, do us a favor, smash the like button. Be sure to subscribe to the channel. Appreciation is always appreciated. Those of you who tuned in last week, all picks and leans, 5-4-1. Best bet, of course, cashed. Buffalo Bills team total over, and the top prop also cashed. Montgomery anytime touchdown. Another episode of Player Performance in the green. And if you've been listening to this podcast over the last 2 years, then you already know all this show does is cash. In the history of Player Performance, 4-5 losing weeks, but for the most part, steady, consistent cashing. And as always, we look to be better this week than we were last. A lot of good stuff coming up. A lot of good stuff coming on. Last week's contest winner, we'll get to that. Special offer for this weekend, we'll get to that. We're giving away another $200 Amazon gift card, we'll get to that. And of course, the reason that we're all here. NFL Week 3, all the information needed to beat the books. We're gonna get into that in just a sec. But first, let's recap Week 2 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
NFL Week 2 recap. The Kirk Cousins documentary is going to be a lot sadder this year after a quick 0-2 start. Is Joe Burrow going to have to go bald in order for Cincy to get a win? The Lions didn't bite the kneecaps and let Seattle escape with a big win. C.J. Stroud might be him, but the Texans are very much not them. Baker Mania is buzzing in Tampa Bay after a 2-0 start. The Chiefs miss Eric Bieniemy. Their offense barely escaped versus Jacksonville. Don't make Josh Allen mad. He will drop 38 points on you. Every single Chargers game is the same. Meltdowns in the fourth kill them after falling to Tennessee. The Niners are packing their bags for a Vegas Super Bowl after another dominant win. The Cards should just be relegated to the XFL after a humiliating loss to New York. So, Zach Wilson isn't the answer? Jets lose big to Dallas. The Broncos have to be wondering if they can blow it all up and just start over. Belichick is 0-2 for the first time since 0-1, the year Brady took over. Bryce Young looks too young to ride a roller coaster, let alone start in the league. Prayers up for Nick Chubb, who suffered a horrible injury in the loss to Pittsburgh.
You know, and as always, NFL Week 2, biggest overreaction week of the NFL season. I mean, we knew the Chiefs and Bills were both going to get right. Cowboys, Niners, Eagles, they just keep chugging. Another spotlight loss for Kirk Cousins, so pretty much all is the same in Minnesota. Monday, Thursdays, Sunday nights, Cousins is just strictly an auto fade. I, on the other hand, happen to be a bet on now 11-0-1 Thursday nights. And remember, we started off the NFL season last year, 9 straight parlays, Monday, Thursday, Sunday nights. This Thursday, 49ers laid the 10 under the posted total and a nice little same game parlay, the 49ers and under. And of course, another personal service exclusive. Cashes, personal service, absolute fire. We're just on one right now. So guys, if you're a big player looking for big plays in big games, text code SMASH to 917-584-8086. Dime players, larger bankrolls, learn to play like a pro while dealing with the pro. Text code SMASH to 917-584-8086. 584-8086. Remember, I post all my tickets, so you guys know I'm riding. Okay, let's get to last week's gift card winner. It's Oscar's Brawl Star Gameplays. You have until Tuesday to claim the gift card, or we simply pick another winner. This week's contest, as always, easy to enter. We're going to be doing this all season long, every episode. Except for Christmas. Christmas, as always, I give away like 10 to 20 gift cards. It's easy to enter. Just subscribe to the channel, drop a like, and comment below. Best comment, as always, wins a $200 Amazon gift card. As always, guys, must be 21 and over. Please be responsible. Like I said, always with your head, never above it. So let's go. NFL Week 3. All the information you're going to need to beat the books. We are locked. We are loaded. We are ready to roll right into NFL Week 3.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Titans at Browns.
Cleveland is laying 3. The total is at 39.5. And this line moved from 4 to 3. And I'm just really looking at value here. I mean, early open, the value is probably on Tennessee. But now that it's dropped to a field goal, all that has shifted to Cleveland. I mean, ignore the tough Monday night loss. That's a division game. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a rock fight. But Browns are the much better team here. They have the second best defense in yards and points allowed. Titans rank 20th and 11th in yards and points allowed. On offense, Cleveland ranks 6th. Tennessee is 21st. The Browns also rank higher in defensive turnovers, and they've racked up much less penalty yards. Tannehill is a complete wash, and this isn't an opinion. This is a fact, and my fact is supported by the Tennessee brass. You're not spending early picks in back-to-back drafts, first on Malik Willis and then Levis. You don't draft quarterbacks in back-to-back years if you feel like you have your QB1. You draft them when your quarterback has 3 picks to 1 touchdown, when his QBR is 29th in the league. Listen, for the Browns, brutal loss with Chubb, right? And I seen the play. Just be glad they didn't televise that. Just absolutely brutal. It's one of those things that just make you scream. But it's next man up. In the NFL, it's always next man up. And that man is Jerome Ford. And look, he ran for 106 yards. Cleveland's 5-4 against the spread their last 9 games. They covered 4 of the last 5 against Tennessee. They cover again on Sunday. Take the Browns. Trust the Browns are going to be able to pound the rock, control the football. So give me the Browns here at home. And listen, if for nothing else, laying a field goal at home, you have to trust Deshaun Watson to at least make one more play than Tannehill will make. And listen, I get it. Deshaun Watson, a mere shell of himself, still better than Tannehill.
Falcons at Lions.
So the Lions are laying 3 to 3.5. Total is at 46.5. Money and tickets are all over Atlanta in this spot. I absolutely do not agree with the movement here. I mean, not at all. It's adapt or die, and I'm definitely going to adapt. Look, don't let the name Detroit fool you. This is a good team. They beat the Chiefs opening week. They went head-to-head with what's a really good Seattle team. Their offense is electric. They rank 3rd in yards, 10th in points. Atlanta is 15th and 14th in those categories. Jared Goff has the 5th highest QBR. He's going to capitalize on an undisciplined Atlanta defense. They rank 25th in defensive penalties. Atlanta defeated 2 average, and not even average, maybe less than average, maybe even bad teams. Detroit has a sellout crowd at home. Desmond Ridder is going to be shaken. If you can get this line down to 2.5, I suggest you pounce on Detroit right away. I mean, unload on the Lions at 2.5, which is pretty much where the money seems to be pushing it. So pound Detroit at the 2.5. The Lions are 10-2 in their last 12 against the spread. Falcons 4-9 against the spread their last 13. For me, this is a no-brainer. I'm glad to take the money. Keep the money coming in. Keep the movement coming down. I will take the Detroit Lions at home, laying less than a field goal.
Saints at Packers.
The Packers are now down to 2. The total here is at 42.5. So early on, 93% of the tickets were on the Green Bay Packers. I get some money has been now coming in on the Saints, some short money. And look, I'll take the contrarian play here. I'm also on the Saints. The Saints had the 10th most offensive yards. They're just not punching it in. They're just not finishing. They just haven't been scoring, or at least finishing at the goal line. And look, we know that Derek Carr is going to have some Derek Carr moments, but he's probably the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. And Michael Thomas is back to full health. Michael Thomas has looked like a beast through the first 2 weeks. Green Bay ranks 14th in points allowed, and their weakness? Defending the run. Tony Jones and Taysom Hill stepped up big time last week. Jones had 2 rushing touchdowns. He'll put together 75 on the ground. I'm going to make it official. My best bet for the show, I like the New Orleans Saints. Forget the 2 points. You're not going to need the 2 points. I like this one on the field. I like the New Orleans Saints money line. Look, guys, don't fall for the love trap. He's completed 55% of his passes. Last week, he managed 140 yards passing. This Saints defense is legit. Top 5 in scoring, top 10 against the pass. In their last 6 games, 5-1 straight up. They've allowed over 200 yards passing one time. New Orleans, 4-1 against the spread last 5, 7-3 ATS last 10 against Green Bay. I love the Saints in this spot. Give me the Saints money line. They win this game on the field. And true story, I've already gotten to the window with this one ticket in hand. Also, they are going to be starring in a bunch of teasers for me this week. I love getting over those key numbers with a 2-3 point dog. I'm going to get over the 6. I'm going to get over the 6.5. I'm going to get over the 7. So I'll be teasing up the Saints from 2-8 by Sunday. I'm going to look for some other candidates to run along with them. But best bet on the show, ticket already in hand, New Orleans Saints money line.
Broncos at Dolphins.
Miami laying 6.5. The total here is set at 47.5. So 60% of the money is coming in on Denver. Actually, 66% of the money in on Denver. Tickets are all over Miami. I am on the Denver Broncos. This is a complete pros versus Joe spot here. I get it. It's ugly. It's going to be uncomfortable. But take the Broncos. Now, I saw it at 6.5, and I bought it up to 7, so I had the full touchdown. You know, even at 6, I still like it. Take the Broncos. Remember, this is strictly a spot play for me. When it comes to gambling, I've said this in the past. I'm going to say it again. I'll probably say it every year until this gets burned into your minds. When it comes to sports gambling, if it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it is 100% absolutely a fucking goose. I mean, think about it. The public pounded Miami, tickets all over the Dolphin, but the line is dropping. It kind of tells you all you need to know. Look, Miami's 2, and am I going to say they're overrated? No, I believe you are what your record is. They're definitely 2-0, but certainly overvalued in this spot. And look, no mistakes about it. Tua has been absolutely surgical. Realistically, though, they could be 0-2. A back-and-forth game, which pretty much the Chargers blew. And then the Patriots, inches away from what could have been maybe potentially a tying drive. And granted, the Patriots would have had to do something that they haven't been able to do all season. They would have had to finish the drive, but it was there. I mean, opening drive, they were on the march. They fumble. Then, of course, the Xavier Howard interception. And hey, look, guys, Devontae Parker is about the only thing that Howard has covered. I mean, Xavier Howard allegedly, and yes, I say allegedly in air quotes, has 4 women pregnant right now at the same time. I mean, it's Miami. I get it. But damn, that's just sad. And look, guys, we all know I'm not the biggest Russ fan. Pretty well documented on this show through the last couple of years. But this is the perfect time to buy low on the Broncos. On the road, as a dog, catching a touchdown. This is a spot that the Denver Broncos have excelled in. Denver is 3-0 last 3 against the spread when catching points. By the half a point, if you could find it at 6.5, take the Denver Broncos plus the 7. I actually believe they find a way to win this one on the field. I have this as my upset special of the week. I am taking the Denver Broncos plus the touchdown. Little bit of sprinkle on the money line. A little pizza money on the money line. Upset special. We may not want the points. We may not need the points. But guys, take the points. Denver Broncos plus 7.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Chargers at Vikings.
Minnesota's plus 1. The total here is at 54. So 77% of the money is in on the over. Of course, I'm also in on the over. The question is can either of these defenses stop anything? And the answer, short, no. So give me the over 54. Look, the total opened at 49.5. I'm completely in lockstep with the movement. The number then jumped to 3 points. I co-signed the move. It ticked up another 2.5, and I'm still on board. The Chargers have allowed the most points in the NFL, giving up over 700 passing yards in 2 games. These guys have to deal with Cousins, Jefferson, Hockenson, Addison. I mean, Minnesota is also just as bad. And the Vikings have allowed the 6th most points. Now they have to deal with Herbert, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. 2 bad defenses, 2 good offenses. Minnesota 2nd most in passing yards. Chargers 6th in offensive points. Get your popcorn ready. The stage is set. Perfect conditions being in a dome. Total is hitting 4 of the last 5 for LA. 8 of the last 10 for Minnesota. Give me the over 54 points, Minnesota Vikings, LA Chargers.
Patriots at Jets.
Patriots are laying 2.5. Total here is set at 37. Money and tickets all over New England. I am also all over the Patriots as well. Look, the only thing looking good in New York right now is Zach Wilson's mom. I'm all over the Patriots money line in this spot. Wilson threw 3 picks last week, sacked 3 times. The Jets managed just 10 points. 7 of them were on one play where Garrett Wilson hit a slant and just could still be running. Belichick's going to dial it up. We all know that. In 4 games against New England, Wilson has a passer rating of 50. Yes, you heard that correctly. 50. He has 2 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 11 sacks, and 4 big fat L's, averaging less than 10 points a game in those losses. Patriots have won 14 straight over New York. We all know the trend, and we always play with the trend, never against it. Remember, when you're playing with the trend as opposed to playing against it, your fall from grace is a lot less, right? So you have a lot less to fall if you're playing with the trend as opposed to against it. Look, let's make it 15 straight in this spot. I'm going to lay the juice. I'm going to take the Patriots, but I'm going to take the money line, avoid, you know, 1-2 point. Slugfest here in New York.
Bills at Commanders.
Buffalo's laying 6.5. The total here is set at 44.5. And look, heavy money is already leaning on the Bills to cover the game. I do like the Bills and I expect them to win on the field, but not enough to lay a touchdown on the road. Not in this spot. We really don't know exactly who the Commanders are just yet, but I will give a top prop in this game. Give me James Cook's rushing over 56.5. Total breakout for him last week. Rushed for 123 yards, 17 carries. He averaged 7 yards per carry. The Commanders ranked 17th against the run, giving up close to 5 per carry. If Cook gets around 10 carries, he should hit this prop easily. Cook can hit this number really on one carry. He is one of those breakout, game-changing running backs. Washington gave up 62 to James Conner on 16 touches. There is no way Cook doesn't hit this number. And even if Buffalo catches an early lead in this game, they're going to look to burn the clock. And Cook is going to be the benefactor of that lead. So my top prop for the show, give me James Cook rushing over 56.5 yards against the Commanders.
Texans at Jaguars.
Jaguars are laying 9.5. The total here is set at 43.5. So the total's already dropped from 45.5 to 43. And I love the movement here. I'm with the movement, lockstep. I'm on the under 43.5. Look, CJ Stroud can't replicate the game he had last week. He threw for 384 yards and 2 scores. The Texans still only scored 20 points in that game. Jacksonville has a top 10 defense, allowing an average of 19 points. One of those games were against the Chiefs. Houston is not Kansas City. Texans offense ranks 29th in points, and they've been shut out in both third quarters this season. Biggest issue here is going to be the run game, or I should say, the lack of running game. 29th overall, and if you can't run the ball, remember, play action doesn't work. You can't freeze the backers. Front 7, pin their ears back, and get after the QB. You can get away with that against teams like Indianapolis. But this isn't that. Jacksonville has the 8th best run defense. I don't see how Houston scores in this game. Jacksonville could score 30 points here, and the game can still go under by a couple touchdowns. Remember, last time out when these two teams met, 31-3 spanking. I can see a replica of that game. The under is 5-2 in the Jags' last 7, 7-3 in the last matchup, the last 10 matchups between the Texans and Jaguars. 10 points is too much for me to lay in an NFL game, but give me the under 43.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Colts at Ravens.
Ravens are laying 7.5. The total is at 45.5. So 62% of the money is already in on the over. I am also on the over. Look, Richardson is out, but I don't really care who starts for the Colts. I expect the Ravens to do most of the heavy lifting. The Ravens have already scored 25 and 27 through the first 2 weeks. They rank 11th in yards per play, 6th in rushing yards, and that's without their starting running back. Lamar Jackson historically has killed the Colts. In his last game versus Indy, he threw for over 400 yards, 4 scores. And don't forget, Indianapolis is also scoring points. They ranked 11th in the league. Even if it's the stash, I still expect points. Look, Gardner Minshew is not a bum. 19 for 23, 171 yards last week. The over is hitting 7 of 8 for the Colts. Last time these two teams played, combined for over 800 yards passing, 56 points. Expect that again. Give me the over the posted total.
Panthers at Seahawks.
Seattle's laying 6. The total here is set at 42. Look, the public and the money love Seattle in this spot. I personally don't, but I don't really like the game either way. I am going to give another top prop. So my second top prop for the show, and that's going to be Geno Smith. Over 13.5 rushing yards. Look, Carolina isn't really good on the road. 2-11 straight up in their last 13 away from home. They haven't really just quite figured that out yet, and nobody knows really what Bryce Young's going to be. But Sunday isn't going to be the time to do that. I mean, not when you're going into Seattle facing the 12th man. And on the other side, Seattle quarterback Geno Smith, I mean, he's pretty much ready to go, or at least ready to go over this prop. He's gone over this number in 8 of his last 10 games. What does Carolina do defensively? They like to apply pressure. Panthers average 4 sacks a game. So why is that important? Well, A, sacks count against passing yards, so it doesn't hurt the rushing number. And B, when you apply pressure, when you bring a blitz, 2 things can happen. Either you get home, or you're going to open up gaps for a quarterback to sneak through. And athletic quarterbacks usually find those gaps. And make no mistake about it, Geno Smith is that. He's had 20 or more rushing yards in 3 of his last 4 games, averaging 6.5 yards a carry for the year. Carolina is way more concerned about what Kenneth Walker is going to do, what these guys on the outside are going to do, guys like DK Metcalf. They're not really worried about Geno Smith running. The opportunities are going to be there. He's going to find these opportunities. I believe he easily hits this number. Give me Geno Smith over 13.5 rushing yards.
Bears at Chiefs.
Chiefs are laying 12.5. The total here is at 47.5. 69% already on the under. I'm going to make this one easy. Fade the public. Take the over. Thank me later. Listen, sure, I get it. The Chiefs haven't exactly poured it on, but you know it's coming. And the Bears defense is the path to least resistance. 31st in points allowed. 31st in passing yards per play. The over is cast in 10 of the Bears' last 13. They have allowed at least 24 points in 10 straight. Green Bay put up 38 in week 1. Baker Mayfield put up 27 last week. Now they have to face Mahomes. He has the 9th best QBR in the league. So it's really not Mahomes. Drops have killed this team, not the quarterback. The Chiefs might hang 35 in this game. I really like the open spot. And listen, another thing, what does Kansas City do? They like to apply pressure. I think this is the game where Justin Fields is able to get outside and make plays with his legs more so than his arm. But listen, truth be told, you may only need a touchdown or two from the Bears to contribute to this over. We do expect the Chiefs to do most of the heavy lifting against probably the NFL's worst defense. Take the over 47.5. Thank me later.
Cowboys at Cardinals.
Dallas is laying 12. The total here is at 43.5. The total is already dropped. 99% of the money is on the under. I mean, just how good is this Dallas defense? Arizona really may not score. Now, look, I like the under in this spot. Obviously, I'm on the under. And we all know the script for the Dallas Cowboys. Both in weeks 1 and 2, get a lead, milk the clock. Save Dak from Dak. Just run the fucking ball. Fifth best time of possession on offense. More important, Dak Prescott. 0 turnovers. But it all starts with the NFL's number one defense. 193 yards a game, 10 sacks, 10 total points. Arizona ranks 19th in points scored. They piled it up early against the Giants last week, but they were shut out in the fourth quarter. Back-to-back weeks now shut out in the fourth quarter. Dobbs is incredibly average. I mean, we're going to say average just to be nice, average at best. 19th in QBR. The under is hitting 5 of the Cowboys' last 6, 4 of the last 5 in this series. The Cowboys are going to get a lead, run the ball, milk the clock, go under the posted total, way under the posted total. This is actually my favorite total of the show. So if I had a best part 2, this might be that. I don't like the spread at all. I think it's too many points to lay in the NFL or lay on the road, but I do like under the posted total. Way under the posted total.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, LOSE.com.
That's right. Get to whylose.com. That's the letter Y, LOSE.com. And guys, pick up the NFL Triple Crown. Whether you're a big player, small player, all players, pick up the NFL Triple Crown. I absolutely love the card for Sunday. There were 3 games on the board that I am unloading on. 3 NFL max bets. We are playing them 3 straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week $99, must go 6-0, or the entire NFL season is free. So you'll get it straight through the playoffs and Super Bowl, but forget that. We're sweeping the board here this weekend. Pick up the NFL Triple Crown, link in the description below. Well, that's it for NFL Week 3. I, of course, am J.A. Cavalier. I will see you guys back here again next week, NFL Week 4, as we break down every game and we give you all the information needed to beat the books. But until then, guys, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, LOSE.com.